Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The latest impeachment hearing underway now in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. As it begins, a pro-Trump heckler is let out of the room.
Majority and the minority of this committee.
This hearing is to feature testimony from the top Democratic and Republican lawyers on the intelligence and judiciary panels. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that formal articles of impeachment against President Trump are going to be drafted. The Saudi government says the U.S. will have its full cooperation into what's now a terrorism investigation concerning the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday. Part of the investigation will see if the Saudi national involved acted alone or was part of a group. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker is dead at the age of 92. He served as chairman of the Federal Reserve under Presidents Carter and Reagan from 1979 to 1987. Also helped shape American economic policy for over six decades. As Hollywood's award season begins, the Golden Globe nominees were announced a short time ago. A couple of Netflix series, Cleaning House, Marriage Story, picking up six nominations, including for Best Drama Film, The Irishman, scoring five nominations. Here's Tim Allen announcing the Best Actor nominees.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture. Tom Hanks. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes, Al Pacino, The Irishman, Joe Pesci, The Irishman, Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
The Golden Globe show is on January 5th, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The puppeteer who brought us Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Carol Spinney, the big-hearted Muppeteer who climbed inside the feathered costume of Big Bird for almost half a century, passed away today. He was 85. Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will. Ugh.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected five Daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006.
And Miss South Africa is now Miss Universe. Zozabini Tunzi went home last night with the crown and the sash as the 2019 Miss Universe held at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia. Miss Puerto Rico was the first runner-up. Miss Mexico was the second runner-up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veteran tip of the day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. As, we do some heavy lifting here, and that is to get this country back on track. And Julio Rivera is back with us, Puerto Rican descent, editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant. Featured columnist as well at Newsmax.com, LifeSet, The Washington Times. He's got it all covered. Julio, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Hey, an honor always to have you with us, Julio. Look, this is a crazy week on the Beltway, and people are tuning in as the Democrats are going full-bore impeachment. We know where they're headed. I mean, this is, this is the law of the instrument, as Maslow said. If the hammer is all you got to use, then everything becomes a nail. And right now, the American people, the Constitution, Donald Trump specifically, is a nail, and they're doing everything they can to, put the hammer upon him.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. I mean, that last jobs report, I mean, the president's doing a spectacular job. I think that what they're going to wind up doing is shooting themselves in the foot in advance of the next, election. Because bottom line, they can get their impeachment, and it's just more going to be symbolic than anything else. I mean, there are no high crimes and misdemeanors that they can stick on the president here. This isn't a situation like when Bill Clinton was impeached where they just kind of let him ride the wave and they let him leave without the conviction and whatnot. This is a completely different situation here. Donald Trump didn't commit what they actually are saying that he committed. Bill Clinton obviously perjured himself.
Right.
There was evidence. There was video evidence. It was played throughout, the entire time. Like we know that he lied.
Right.
On top of that,
Julio, the legal community disbarred him. I mean, he was disbarred for the crime that he had committed. So, there was a crime, and then you had bipartisanship, which Nancy Pelosi said going into this, there were requirements, and one of it was there was supposed to be some bipartisanship. Well, the only bipartisanship you have is from the other side, and that is Democrats siding with Republicans, and we'll see what that number gets up to. It could be 6-8 Democrats. Supposedly, she has the numbers. That's why she's, moving forward on this, but because they always say, well, Nancy knows how. She knows how to count. She's always really good. She never loses. I say, okay, well, fine. Well, you could win this battle, but what you're going to subject your party to long term, I believe you're going to see the implosion of the Democratic Party as a result of this. And there will be such a sweep coming at 2020 that they will be a fraction of themselves because of all the things pulling, they're left wing, they're very aggressive, progressive, left wing socialist, they're taking that party into a nosedive right now, Julio.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, if they lower the standard of what, you know, because let's face it, they probably will get the impeachment. If they lower the standard for what can be reasonably considered grounds for impeachment, you know, that will could potentially work against them in the future. Because, I mean, right now, they basically just need, they don't even have that, but, I mean, they can go ahead and impeach them based on a preponderance of evidence. That's a different standard than it would be in the Senate, where you need to kind of, it has to be like a crime. You have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. So in the future, if the Republicans are in charge and we have a Democratic president, we can go ahead and just start, you know, the opposition party could just go ahead and stick an impeachment on anybody that they don't agree with.
Well, Julio, help me out here.
For democracy.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, payback, as we know, can come back at you in incredible measure. You say preponderance of evidence. I see a preponderance of opinion. I'm not seeing a preponderance of evidence. What am I missing here?
Well, what I'm saying is that's more or less subjective. You know, they can go ahead and try to...
I know, but evidence isn't subjective, Julio. Evidence is real. It's true. It's factual. There's not... I mean, with the stuff that we saw in parade with these, what I say are spoiled brat state officials. I mean, you've been around business long enough. You know when you get people who act up and they want to put a stick in the spokes of the leader of the company or the institution, they get upset because their cheese gets moved and they pitch a fit and they do everything they can to bring the institution down. Clearly, what was divulged and what was exposed in that whole process is you had the nerve of these people they've abandoned the chain of command. The chain of command is the president is the one who sets policy, not them. But to hear them speak, they're the ones, they say, that set policy. And the president should, come alongside them, not the other way around. And that's what they're ticked about. I mean, to me, that was real clear, Julio. I didn't see a situation where, you know, the president or that there was evidence that the president did anything wrong. I just saw a bunch of spoiled brat employees getting upset because they weren't in control, because they didn't have a president that they could have their way with.
I don't disagree with you. But the fact of the matter is that we're changing. They're attempting to change the standard of what could be considered, admissible evidence in this case. Like, you know, there was that letter, you know, signed by 500 legal scholars saying that they feel that, you know, there were impeachable offenses committed by the Trump administration. Whether or not it's actually true matters less to the opposition party at this point.
Well, it's opinion, yeah.
Integrity's been thrown out of the window, more or less.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I think we can both agree with that. They don't care whether or not they have legitimate evidence to impeach them. They're just going to do it because they have control of the House, and that affords them the opportunity to do this in advance of an election that, quite frankly, they have no chance of winning. Right. You know, what have they done?
They should not have a chance of winning, Julio. But you got to know, they're so all in. I mean, and I've talked with a dear friend of mine down in Broward County who is a fraud election expert. He says no holds barred. And I said, yeah, get ready. I mean, we're worried about all this existential voter fraud when we're willing to ignore the voter fraud and manipulation that took place. Like even in California with their last minute passage to allow for ballot harvesting. I mean, how does that uphold the integrity of elections when you allow for ballot harvesting? Are you kidding me? But this is California, and there's a couple of other states that have exercised the same prerogative, which I believe is a violation of what you're talking about here. The bottom line of all this, Julio, is rule of law is out the door. Forget about rule of law. Forget about due process.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's really a sad state of affairs, especially in, like you mentioned, California. I mean, with the 2018 midterm, you know, there were the issues with DMV, and they were registering, you know, drivers to vote as the time that they got their license, in concert with going ahead and allowing legal immigrants to get licenses. And there's all kinds of, you know, these sorts of tricks going on. And that's an easy way. I mean, some of these districts in California are a little bit tighter. Like, you know, everybody considers California this lost state. But the fact of the matter is, when you get out of, you know, the Northern California area and Pelosi's district and a lot of Southern California. Most of the rest of the state is conservative. And some of these districts can be swung very easily with just a matter of, you know, a couple of thousand votes. So it's very easy to commit these sorts of things. They're going to try, and they're going to be hell-bent on trying to, you know, maintain at least control of the House. Mm-hmm. Based on the fact, I think, that a lot of these first term, and these are the ones that are, to me, the most in trouble. The first
exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's break that down when we come back. We've got more from Julio Rivera after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mama looks down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.
I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, it's the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Hey, little Julio theme music. After all, we're talking with Julio Rivera of Puerto Rican descent, editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com and business consultant. Julio, you know, what we've been going through here, you know, this is all supposed to be about evidence. And the Democrats have been excellent purveyors of fake news, you know, manipulation of the news. They've got the news, you know, media, the mainstream media on their side, carrying their water to where 90% of what President Trump has been doing has been rewritten to the American people and the consumer to be in a negative light. But as you mentioned earlier, it's hard to go up against the truth of 266,000 new jobs, hourly wages up, less people on welfare as opposed to the previous administration where we just kept seeing, you know, welfare recipients, unemployment on the rise. You have just the opposite because of President Trump's policies. And I don't go along with those people that want to say that it's all Barack Obama's economy. I think you're in la-la land to try to come up with that kind of, you know, that kind of conclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and then, listen, I mean, you go back to, you know, President Bush. I mean, there were 32 million people on food stamps. Under Barack Obama, that increased to 50 million. And then, you know, there were over 100 million Americans on some semblance of entitlement. You know, all those numbers have gone down under Trump, you know, and then you have people attacking, you know, the president for doing basically a spectacular job, and it is being rewritten. You know, history is not factual anymore. It's all revisionist history as far
exactly.
as the Democrats are trying to portray it. And it's basically going to, as you mentioned before, they're destroying their party. I mean, I think all these first-time legislators that won back in 2018 when the Democrats retook the House, what are they going to run on when they go to their constituents and try to, you know, be reelected next year?
Well, that's what they're concerned.
Run on. They've wasted. They've been, let me tell you that, Bill, they've only been in power since the beginning of this year. And the majority of that time has been invested in investigating, you know, hearings. The Mueller investigation was still going on at the beginning of the year, and you had hearings about that. Now you've got these impeachment hearings. What have they been doing? You know, as far as when they went out and they campaigned on making the lives of their constituents better. They've done nothing to advance policy because we're wasting all this congressional time trying to remove the most successful president probably in the last 50 years.
Without a doubt. Well, and the thing is, again, all this stuff has been manufactured, Julio, and Main Street America gets it. You know, Nancy Pelosi said a long time ago, she called it the wrap-up smear. What they do is they basically, they you know, leak information, conditioned information to the media, to where the media prints it, and then when they print it, this is what they did with the FISA report and, you know, what we may find out and what some people, I mean, it's there, it's already evidentiary, but some people refuse to see it. How this thing has been manufactured, it was dumped off by the intelligence community to the media so the media could report on it, and once it's reported in the media, then they go to the FISA judge and say, see, this is common knowledge. But, you know, you don't realize the source of that report was the FBI to begin with. And that's what they do. Democrats have done this time and time again. It's circuitous. And we're getting, you know, we're getting duped on all this. Look at this. This is the power of Washington, D.C., is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that, you know, all these attacks against Trump are preemptive strikes because they realize that if, you know, all the lawlessness, you know, that's been going on in Washington, D.C., if that's ever really exposed and brought to light, it compromises a lot of them and a lot of people within the intelligence community. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves. You know, Mueller himself was in charge of, you know, the FBI, the corrupt FBI. They, you know, turned a blind eye to, you know, what was going on with the Uranium One deal.
Right.
You know, things like that. You know, Jim Comey himself, who was drafting the exoneration of Hillary Clinton on mishandling classified evidence weeks before the investigation was even over. He's the same Jim Comey that investigated the Clintons back in the 90s and found that they were taking $200,000 a pop to go ahead and issue pardons to people like drug dealers. You know, and he didn't recommend charges be filed against the Clintons for that back in the 90s. So these people have been covering for themselves for decades.
This is all part of the reality.
It is a political outsider really taking an honest look at that and bringing them to justice for it.
Exactly. It's the reality of the deep state. That's what it is. Even, one of Barack Obama's former intelligence advisors said, thank God for the deep state. Everybody else laughs about it because they feel like once they put it out there, then somehow it neutralizes it, and it's like, oh, it doesn't mean anything, it's not there. But it's clear you've got a lot of unelected officials, and again, I go back to what we saw, in the two previous weeks of these State Department officials on show with their own words telling you what it's all about. I mean, even these professors that, except for John Turley, Jonathan Turley seems, at least even as a self-admitted liberal and someone who voted for Hillary Clinton, at least he seemed to be reasonable and fair about the Constitution. The other three, like Professor Feldman, I mean, his opening statement, the first line he said, he's done. You know, he needs to be impeached. That's it. Well, okay, we don't need to watch anymore. And then, of course, Jonathan Turley was obviously ignored. And, he was skipped on many of the questions. And then at one time they asked him a question. And, chairman was very quick, or maybe it was one of the other Democratic congressmen, said, that was a yes or no answer. I don't want an explanation. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is all. You see, but the American people get that. They see this. This hoax for what it is, and they also see that their good money is being wasted on this witch hunt. Now, did the president? I don't know. I mean, I still have not heard facts. I think it's a matter, like you said, it's a matter of perspective and opinion. But I don't see any clear cut evidence, which is what an impeachment hearing should be all about. There should be a definitive crime that you all agree on. Say, I get it, I see it. But all I'm getting is, two people's opinion. You know, one for, one against, and both arguments are fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the fundamental breakdown of the Democrat Party. You know, their attempts to retake power, and it's always been about an obsession with power over
yes.
these things. And you know what? There's a very blatant, obvious example of that happened over like the last year and a half when the whole thing happened in Virginia with the blackface scandal with
right.
Northam.
Right.
You know, they're so obsessed with social justice and all the racism of America and all this and that. But when they had, the evidence, hard evidence of, something very racist taking place with a governor, they didn't remove him from office because, the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, which would be the next in the line in succession to that, governorship, were embroiled in their own scandal. So they didn't want to create a situation where the next person in line, the Republican leader of the Virginia state legislature, would be
right.
the governor. So
exactly.
they care about things until it compromises their grip on power.
Exactly.
The hypocrisy of the Democrat Party in 2019.
Well, Julia, I will not forget to your point here. Lindsey Graham's impassioned indictment against the Democrats during the Kavanaugh hearings. He called them out for this lust for power, and he just said, I hope to God you don't get it. And this is what it's been, and thank God for Lindsey Graham calling him out and showing to everybody what is the driver here. And you're exactly right. I agree with you 100%. It's all about power. They're upset because they're not in control. And they believe they should be. But it was clear the voters wanted Donald Trump. They didn't want Hillary Clinton or anybody else for that matter. And whatever they got for 18, they got it. And look at how they've abused that opportunity. And that's why these congressmen and women are nervous about going home. Julio Rivera,
now
thank you, Julio.
The Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest impeachment hearing underway now in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. As it begins, a pro-Trump heckler is let out of the room.
Party and the minority of this committee.
This hearing's to feature testimony from the top Democratic and Republican lawyers on the intelligence and judiciary panels. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that formal articles of impeachment against President Trump are going to be drafted. The Saudi government says the U.S. will have its full cooperation into what's now a terrorism investigation concerning the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday. Part of the investigation will see if the Saudi national involved acted alone or was part of a group. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Dream silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. Belies the land I once lived in.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, you can drop me an email. Come to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. But we're going to be talking about hunger in America and help you understand what you can do to help people who are facing hunger in your community this holiday season. And Lauren Biedron is with us. She's the Vice President of Corporate Partnership in Feeding America, the nation's leading domestic hunger relief organization and the second largest nonprofit in the U.S. In her role, Lauren oversees revenue for existing cause marketing and corporate philanthropy partners. Just to give you a little bit more background here before we bring Lauren on, are you aware that millions of Americans struggle to put food on their tables for themselves and their family? In fact, one in seven Americans turn to Feeding America network of food banks for help. It could be a friend, co-worker, neighbor. Food insecurity does not discriminate, nor does it present a certain face. Lauren Biedron joins us now. Lauren, that's really a sad commentary in this very wealthy country in which we live in today, but those are the facts, right?
Those are the facts, and thanks so much for having me, Bill. You know, 37 million Americans are facing hunger, and that includes 11 million children. Wow. And it's important to remember that there's no single face of food insecurity in the United States. It is an issue affecting every single community in our country.
In the past, I like to think about in the old days, communities rose up and they handled this issue. And you know, today, you know, organizations like Feeding America, other local community efforts have just done an outstanding job in addressing this issue. And I think that the reason that organizations and institutions like yourself have developed is because they're much more effective.
Yes, you know, the Feeding America network of food banks provides food to 1 in 7 people every year, and that's why I'm so excited to be here today talking about the work that we're doing with Wells Fargo and the Holiday Food Bank Program, because they've made it really easy for everybody to get involved in the fight to end hunger. Simply by visiting a Wells Fargo and dropping off non-perishable food donations or donating money to Feeding America through a Wells Fargo ATM, all of this really helps us provide more meals to families in need.
Well, you know, we talk about, you know, a household that is food insecure. I mean, if you just think about that, being food insecure, your family, your kids, you're not even sure where your next meal is going to come from. I mean, what is that? What kind of effect does that have on your health?
You know, food insecurity is something that affects the health and development of people across the United States, particularly children. Older Americans as well also struggle with hunger. There are 5.5 million seniors facing hunger in our country, and so that's why it's really important to help support food banks across the United States. Both during the holiday season and year-round, we rely on donations to help get nutritious food to families in need.
Well, and the good news, too, is in terms of your dollar that's invested, the dollar that's contributed, Wells Fargo's done an outstanding job in really maximizing the impact of that dollar. Explain to our audience what every dollar donated to Feeding America does.
Absolutely. So every dollar donated to Feeding America helps us secure at least 10 meals on behalf of food banks in our network. So it's very easy to make a big difference through contributions of money, of non-perishable food, of volunteer hours. And Wells Fargo has really stepped up this holiday season, making a commitment of $5 million through both matching commitments and direct contributions. That's going to help provide at least 50 million meals for people facing hunger.
You know, Lauren, this is an incredible ratio. I mean, these are sometimes ratios that we hear about, oh, how you can help people in these third world countries, you know, these kind of ratios. But to realize a dollar is going to generate 10 meals here in America, boy, that really just says a lot about Feeding America and what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. We are able to work with manufacturers and retailers and a lot of people to secure large-scale food donations. That allows us to stretch our dollars even further than the average consumer.
Yeah, this is, and people need to hold this in perspective, because, you know, big business gets attacked these days because it's the season, the political season, that. But the reality is that you have these large companies who are partnering. I mean, this is a really, quite a hybrid, relationship of people across and businesses across every spectrum of our country that are uniting against the 2019 Holiday Food Bank Program, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things that stands out for me is that while there are 37 million Americans facing hunger, the magnitude of the response to this issue is really incredible. And so it takes a lot of people coming together, corporations like Wells Fargo, individuals, the government, really all working together to make a difference for the lives of people facing hunger.
You see, that's what touches me right now, Lauren. I got to tell you, just again, putting in perspective, because there's a lot of conversation in the political realm that's influencing people's thoughts. And when you have a story like this, and you have an effort like this that is a combination effort of the spectrum of businesses and communities and that sort of thing, that's something to celebrate. And I think that, again, what comes to mind is, where else but in America can you do something like this?
You know, what? Absolutely. And I think I'll take the opportunity to just remind you and all of your listeners how easy it is to get involved in the fight to end hunger this holiday season. You can drop off non-perishable food at any Wells Fargo bank or donate to Feeding America directly through a Wells Fargo ATM or by going online to wellsfargo.com/foodbank. There's really a number of ways to get involved in whatever way feels right to you. We welcome support from everybody to tackle the issue of hunger.
Well, that's awesome. Lauren Biedron is with us, and boy, we really appreciate her talking story with us, as they would say in the Hawaiian Islands, the Vice President of Corporate Partnerships Feeding America, the nation's leading domestic hunger relief organization, the second largest nonprofit in the U.S. Lauren, you say non-perishable foods. Anything else that we should be aware of that we should donate?
You know what? Non-perishable foods, things you'd like to find in your own pantry, like rice, beans, peanut butter, that's what you can drop off at your local Wells Fargo, or donate money through Wells Fargo ATMs or by going online to that URL, which again is wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
Yeah. Well, based on the most recent study, the State of Senior Hunger in America report released in 2019, and this was using 2017 data, 5.5 million seniors, or 7.7% of the senior population, were food insecure in 2017. So here we are 2 years later. Chances are it's moved up a little bit from that even, right?
Yes, you know, seniors are among the fastest growing demographics of people facing hunger in the United States. It's an issue that we're very concerned about at Feeding America as well. And our food banks are working hard to provide healthy food to seniors facing hunger to allow them to age with dignity and continue to find food to feed themselves and their families.
Lauren, if there's companies that want to get involved with Feeding America and even neighborhoods and, you know, communities and that sort of thing, how can they connect with you and get involved and be part of the solution here?
Absolutely. So they can visit our website, feedingamerica.org, and it should be fairly easy to find a path to contact somebody on our team. But we welcome support from corporate America, from individuals, foundations. We really need an army of people working together to help address hunger in the United States.
Well, Lauren Biedron, thank you so much. I appreciate your help here. I appreciate the opportunity that you're presenting, you know, to our listeners to get involved and to make a difference, not only this holiday season, but throughout the coming year as well.
Thanks so much for the opportunity to be here.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at
you. You know, there's just something about Christmas music, right? I don't know. It's just way special. This is why, you know, I find myself listening to Christmas music 12 months a year. I know the kids think I'm ready for, you know, the home or something. But it's just something about it, you know, the music for the season. Hey, I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. He is the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family, here to review some movies and get us up to date on what's going on in our culture on the big screen and otherwise. And Mr. Adam Holtz. Adam, how are you, buddy?
Bill, I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Frozen still hanging in there at number one, you know.
Yeah, Frozen still killing it. And, you know, ostensibly, Playmobil, the movie, should have been, at least theoretically, some kind of competition for it because it's aiming at the same young audience. It was one of the most historically bad openings of all time. Yeah. Third worst wide opening ever. I mean, this thing was...
What happened?
Well, I think the marketing was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think... I mean, who wants to go see a Playmobil movie? Apparently nobody.
Right.
Because it had a 282 per theater average, which, as I was saying, is the worst opening ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're used to seeing these eye-popping multi-million numbers, and... It made $660,000 this weekend, which is...
Wow, that doesn't even pay for the popcorn machine, man.
Right, seriously, I mean...
Wow.
Barely even pays for the gas to get to the theater, really.
Well, you know, maybe it was just attended by family members or something, but I don't know. I mean, that's really... That's sad for that kind of... I mean, did the movie have any substance at all? Was it worthy of more than a... Go ahead.
The movie was kind of weird, though.
Uh-huh.
There were a number of references to death and people dying and just some things that felt kind of jarring for a kid's movie. So, you know, it wasn't terrible, but it certainly wasn't memorable. And I suspect it will be at a lot fewer locations next weekend.
So. Yeah, really. Well, as they say,
really looking forward to it, you know. Yeah.
Catch it now before it goes by the wayside. As they say in the vernacular, just didn't pass the so what test. Knives Out, still fairly strong. Ford versus Ferrari. How did our favorite movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, do?
You know, it did another $5.2 million, so it's made about $43 million, which, again, you know, we're not talking Frozen or Star Wars numbers, but for this kind of drama, I think it definitely has performed really solidly. And another movie that we featured last week that wasn't in a huge number of theaters, but I absolutely loved it, was The Aeronauts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Go ahead.
It didn't even show up, I don't think, on Box Office Mojo's weekly list. You can go to Box Office Mojo and find out what everything did. That's the Magic Insider website. But The Aeronauts was a terrific movie, almost an old-fashioned. It wasn't a Disney movie, but it reminded me of the Disney movies of the 70s. And it starred Eddie Redmayne. And I'm totally blanking on the actress's name because it's Monday morning. Felicity Jones.
There you go.
Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones as two hot air ballooners in the 1860s in Britain. And he is a budding meteorologist and really an important figure in the history of meteorology. And she's kind of a show woman, and she's the one who flies the balloon. She has lost her husband in a balloon accident several years before. It's kind of a wreck, and he is desperate for somebody who will help him because the scientific community has totally mocked him when he has suggested that we might be able to figure out weather patterns and predict what is coming. So they go up and they go down, but lots of crazy stuff happens on this balloon along the way. And I really, really liked it. Really one of the best movies I've seen this year. So
I hope that
in terms of family friendliness, I don't know if it was the best aesthetically, but I like being positively and unexpectedly surprised in a good way. And this one definitely fit the bill in that sense. So,
well, excellent.
No,
Aeronauts, we got to write that down. Okay. All right. So check that out. Lady and the Tramp, huh?
Lady and the Tramp, yeah, this is showing on Disney Plus, and it is another live action, if you will, remake. I mean, they do the same kind of thing they did with The Lion King. I think it suffered from the same kind of issues that The Lion King had, that when you take animated characters and the expressions and the cute things they can do and turn them into real, you know, well, CGI, but, right, you know, photorealistic dogs, I think it loses something. So, you know, if you're hankering to revisit that classic 1955 movie, it's just as delightful this way. More realistic, it's got a different vibe. And I'm sure Disney's marketing machine figured out that, you know, we're reaching full saturation on all these remakes. So it didn't get a theatrical release, but it is streaming on Disney's new streaming network, Disney Plus.
Exactly. How's that the new streaming network? Because I know it didn't come off seamlessly. They had a couple bumps to get through early on.
Sure.
So it's doing good now?
You know, I saw numbers for the first day. I think they had 10 million people signed up the first day. I'm sure that it has gone up since then, but I haven't seen any numbers. I mean, I think The Mandalorian is their Star Wars-themed show that takes place between, I think, the second and third trilogies. And on social media, obviously, and in the news, this character Baby Yoda, it's not Baby Yoda, but it's the same race, has just been an absolute viral phenomena. So I think they're doing pretty well, but I haven't seen any updated numbers for a couple weeks.
Well, I know that you probably didn't review this one. We spoke to the authors of the book that had inspired or at least contributed to the movie that Clint Eastwood had produced regarding Richard Jewell, and that's going to be coming out this week.
Right.
That is powerful because of you know, the violence. I mean, that's the reality of the Olympic bombing in 96, was it?
96 in Atlanta. Yeah,
exactly. So rated R, but you know, a powerful story nonetheless about someone who, you know, on the surface, you know, I mean, initially, you know, a good guy. He wasn't. I mean, he really did his job. He was faithful to his job, and one minute he's a hero, the next minute he's reduced to nothing. He's a criminal, and then finally vindicated. But what a system! But this is. This is the world we live in. This is the America that we live in, that you could be subjected to this kind of, you know, I don't know if you call it judicial harassment or just the process. I mean, the way the news is today, everybody jumps to conclusions. They want the answers before we get all the answers. Due process is thrown out the door. And then meanwhile, people's lives are impacted, you know, forever.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think that we're used to things moving at this incredibly fast pace. And in reality, back in the real world, sometimes things are more complex, and sometimes the truth is not a soundbite. And it's we haven't seen it yet. We'll see it later this week. But it really does seem like a cautionary tale, not necessarily against fake news, you know, things that we might consider just straight up propaganda, but we think we know what is true, but we haven't carefully sifted through the reality of what's actually going on. And obviously, you know, we could talk all day about the media and its biases and how it treats some people one way and some people another. I'll stop there, but, you know.
Yeah, well, in this particular case, you had a situation, as you said, where, you know, in the era of, and I comically refer to this as the microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of a microwave and it's still not cooking fast enough. We yell, hurry up. You know, and that's the way we approach our lives. Well, you know, speed kills, and we can get into problems because we want to jump to conclusions right away before we had all the facts. We went through it with Kavanaugh. We're going through it again with the president right now.
Yep.
In this particular case with Richard Jewell, you get ambitious people who are career climbers, and they see a big story, and they jump to conclusions, and here you are. You know, an innocent individual is painted unfairly. And, you know, and this person, you know, Richard Jewell in his case, I mean, he lives with this for the rest of his life. Now, the person who was the newspaper reporter on all this that broke the news on it and was rather aggressive in this, you know, I think she's, you know, she's kind of doing okay. I mean, you know, there's no big consequence because there's a lot of latitude and forgiveness when it comes to the media. But this is something that you and I have talked about before, is that when you're in that position of reporting, you've got to make sure that you're honest, you're fair, and that you don't get ahead of yourself. Because, I mean, I understand, in our humanity, we see something and we want to, you know, break on it quickly. We want to be the first to report on it. But, boy, I'll tell you, with that comes a lot of responsibility. And much the same way, I say, is like when you decide to, you know, fire a gun. That round that goes out that chamber and down range, you own that. And, you know, we need to look at our reporting along the same way, that you just can't throw stuff out and go, sorry about that. You know, meanwhile, you've altered the course of history. And, I mean, that's what it's getting to be in this information age in which we live in, Adam.
Yeah, it is. And I'm thankful that, you know, Clint Eastwood, who is directing this, is sort of a countervailing voice. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that he would identify himself as a conservative, but he certainly doesn't toe the politically correct line, and I expect to see a lot of criticism of him for that on this movie, but I'm thankful that's the kind of story he wants to tell these days.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 30 seconds left with Adam Holt, so I do want to remind you to go to PluggedIn.com. There is a donate button here. We're so grateful for all the great work that the folks that Focus on the Family and Plugged In, you know, does on behalf of families and to keep us educated on what's happening in the big screen. Adam, remind them where they can go and donate. It's end of year donation time, and all donations are accepted, no matter what the size.
Yeah, that's right. It's just PluggedIn.com, so come check us out, and we'll be glad you came, and hopefully you will too.
Well, thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Bill.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy.